Speaking of great sides, our next guest played in a great Manly team that won the premierships in 72 and 73. They were a dream team for many Sea Eagles supporters. Peter Peters on the line. Sorb, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Wow, what an interesting round so far in the NRL, and it's really hotting up this premiership. I'm a little concerned. If I'm a Roosters fan, is the golden era under threat at the Roosters? They've been on top or near on top and setting a standard along with Penrith over the modern era in the recent decade. Is it under threat of crumbling? I mean, three wins from seven games, a start to the season that hardly is a pass mark for the powerhouse Bondi Junction club. Right now, they are 11th on the ladder. And realistically, I know they're just a win outside of the top eight, but they face a tough 3 weeks starting with the Anzac Day clash against an improving Dragon side at Allianz. Then they go to Brisbane to play the Broncos. You wouldn't like their chances there. And then they play the Warriors at home. So I reckon the next 3 weeks is going to tell us where the Roosters are going to end up this season. The Roosters have, under Coach Robinson, built a culture of a club that no one wants to leave. But Bulldog and Ray, that's changing. I mean, star backs Joseph Suolali and Joey Manu are off to rugby. Arguably, Manu is week in, week out their best player. I think the hype around Suolali has been over the top. He's good, but he's not much better than a lot of our young stars that have come through.
You're dreaming. They'll be there, the Chooks. You watch. They'll be sniffing around the top four.
You think they will?
I do.
What about their culture and the fact that no one ever wanted to leave? They've set the standard on and off the field consistently over the last decade, but I've got no doubt their bright star is dimming.
Yeah, look, you are, as much as I gee you up, Zorba, you do make a valid point. No Suoliti next year, no Manu. Teddy's getting toward the end.
Jared
Warrior-Hargreaves is going to Super League. Angus Crichton could be leaving. And Daniel Tupou is toward the latter stages of his wonderful career. So certainly in the next year or two, Zorba, you'd think there will be a total reset out there at Bondi.
Well, they've got the money to spend and they will build. Next 3 weeks, I think it's going to be vital.
Oh,
I
mean, Luke Keary too, Zorba. Sorry, I should throw him in there. He's 32 as well.
Yeah, well, you know, if they lose two of the next three games, they'll be well outside that top eight and will struggle to get back. But it's interesting. I wonder how the Roosters fans are feeling right now. I'm talking about clubs that seemingly are on the decline. I don't know how much longer Parramatta's got that deal with the Northern Territory to play a game there. But that Darwin game is a disaster for the Eels. They're not good enough anymore to take a home game away and play in Darwin. The Eels were thumped 44-16 by Wayne Bennett's ever-improving Dolphins side, and Bennett wasn't even there. He was home ill. You know, the halfback, the Toa, the winger, Bustock, Hooker, Jeremy Marshall King, hasn't he improved? They all had outstanding games. This is a real football side. Now, Para, I don't know where they go from here. Without Mitch Moses, they are looking very vulnerable. Their coach, Brad Harper, called his side a part-time team in his post-match interview. No Mitchell Moses showing up every week is a problem for the Parramatta side. 42nd half points scored by the Queensland side against them. And the Dolphins looking really good. But after 11 seasons, Brad Arthur's got to be under pressure there now. I like him as a coach. I like him as a bloke. But he's under pressure. And it opens up what could be a real issue. One player who'll be watching the coaching situation at Para will be the informed Dragon star, Zach Lomax. Now, Lomax has been wined and dined by Brad Arthur, but what if he isn't at the club next season as coach? Will Lomax still go there? There could be a twist in the tail. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, that one, Ryan Bulldog.
Yeah, would there be a get-out clause, Zorb?
Well, I think that he would have some grounds in as much as he's agreed to go there, but he's agreed to go there with the coach.
Yeah.
Not sure what his contract is. Talking about contracts, there's a lot of talk about what's going to happen at the West Tigers with Stefano Utukamanu.
Who's that, mate?
Now, there's a name. There's a
Stefano.
Real danger Stefano. There. What's that, Bulldog?
Who'd you say? I didn't get it.
He's having a Stefano. Go at himself.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
Big Stefano.
Yeah. We know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big number eight.
I reckon they're going to have a tough job keeping him. He's managed by Isaac Moses. Moses will... He doesn't owe West Tigers any favours. Now, will he stay? There's clauses that say he can get out if he doesn't make Origin, if he doesn't play two games in Origin, if the Tigers don't make the eight. Two wins in six games, hardly celebration time for diehard West Tigers fans. But I've got to say, the team is improving.
Hmm.
They're a lot better under new coach Benji Marshall than they have been. Scoring points is a major problem. An average of just over 15 a game isn't going to hack it in the NRL in 2024. Every winner in the six games thus far in round seven has scored 18 or more. Four of the winners have needed 30 or more to win. Marshall's doing his job with the team. They're certainly improving. Off the field, I don't know. They talk a lot. The Tigers want to be a top four club. Wow. Don't every club in the NRL want to be a top four club every year? I would think so. The Tigers have respect now that they've signed Jerome Luai. Respect with who? Rubbish stories that the club doesn't need. Actually, I'm applauding the board for not rushing to extend the contract of the interim CEO, Shane Richardson. Why should they? When there's no need, after all, there's not a Congo line of clubs lining up to pinch him off them. I think he's got to earn his Spurs again.
They were a bit tough yesterday too, Zorb. Mm. The Tigers out there at Bathurst. Certainly that ankle tap was a defining moment in the match when Schneider ankle tapped Ollam, who would have scored for 12-0. Tigers didn't score a point after that. It was a momentum changer. And Benji, as I said earlier in the show, quite rightly thinks they're just not getting the rub of the green at the moment.
Well, I can't believe that decision, Bulldog. I mean, it's quite clear, you know, to me that that was a deliberate offence. It stopped the try being scored. The bunker gave the referee the opportunity to send him to the sin bin because it was a deliberate penalty. You're right. It was a vital decision. I see where I'll be interested to see. I think he's made up his mind that the bunker was right about it, but the referee may not have been. Should not have happened. And a professional foul with Olam not in possession, backing up the break by Junior Tupu. It was a certain try coming up.
No, it was, yeah. Hey, Zorb, two games today. I reckon they're both going to be really intriguing matches. We've got a 2 o'clock games are back. Do you know Bulldogs take on Newcastle, then the Sharks take on the Cowboys as a 4:05 p.m. game. Just head-to-head, Dogs and the Knights. $1.95 the Dogs, $1.85 faves the Knights. The line's 1.5 there, Zorb.
I'm going Bulldogs.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, I'm going Bulldogs. I think the upsets will continue, and I think it'll be a real struggle down in the Shire between the Sharks and the Cowboys. Obviously, the Sharks have been surprising everybody. They keep winning. They're up on top, or will be near on top, even with a loss today. But I'm thinking they can get away with that as well. So I'm going both those wins. Guys, this is an interesting one. I spoke to you about it during the week, Bulldog. After just a handful of games in red and black, Big Nelson Asofa Solomona has thrust himself into reckoning for selection into the North Sydney Bears all-time side. I can hear the howls.
How does this work?
Protest.
How does this work?
Well,
he's being facetious.
I'm not being facetious.
You are. I hope you bump into Donnie McKinnon of the Northern Beaches today. He'll put you in a headlock.
A policeman. I'm not frightened of him. He's not a copper anymore.
How does this work, Zorb?
Well, I look at it this way. If you wear the colours and you play in official competitions for them, and they're in the New South Wales Cup, which Nelson has done prior to the game on Friday night against the Roosters, I think he's a walk-in. I mean, I can't think of too many props to play for the club better than Lord Nelson. John McKinnon, good. Marty Bella, very good. Big Bill Hamilton, teammate of mine in 72, 73.
Big Herman, yeah.
But represented the state, country. But and in their team of the century announced in 2006, the props were Gary Larson, the wholehearted player, no doubt about that, and old Billy Wilson from 63 to 67. I couldn't find anybody that could match it with a Storm giant who got ready for his return to the NRL with a couple of hit-outs in the New South Wales Cup with North Sydney as a feeder club for the Storm.
I can't wait for the day that the Christchurch Bears come to you asking you to be the media manager and you go, yeah, of course, I'd love to be part of the Bears revival.
The poor old Bears. Who are they going to marry? They'll marry anybody. Miss Piggy was on the market. They'd go to the altar.
Azor, before I let you go, Jeff from Jacob's Well up there in Queensland's just asked, what's the latest on the Josh Schuster situation at Manly? Would love to know Zorba's thoughts.
My thoughts are this, that Josh is in desperate need of some help. I think he's got issues away from football that some people know about, a lot don't. I think that there will be some news on him in the future. I, again, this week was talking to Bulldog about him. I think he needs to go probably to England and play with one of the top sides there. I think that they will respect and give him the opportunity to play the game and enjoy the game the way he wants to. As long as they can get him fit, he would be a sensation there, then come home and ply his trade in the NRL. He's one of the most brilliant juniors I've seen come through since maybe Phil Blake, who was perhaps one of the best, if not the best, schoolboy player I've seen. Brad Fittler was in that category as well as a schoolboy. They're my best players as schoolboy players. I think he's got a lot more to give, Josh, but he's got to get his off-field issues right, and he's got to get his body right. And I watched him for the whole of the game, the last game he played at Four Pines. I had the binoculars on him from start to finish. He never got out of a jog, and he needs to get his mind right and get his attitude right, and he can come back into the game and make his mark. The greatest judge that I've ever seen in Bob Fulton picked him out as a 14-year-old and brought him through, saw him as a future captain of Manly. That hasn't worked out, but my God, he was such a dominating player throughout all the junior rep teams that he's got something to offer. I don't think it's going to happen in the NRL.
Yeah, let's hope he can realise that talent. Hey, Zorb, appreciate it as always. We'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, Zorb.
Good on you, boys.